Daf Mem. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hershkovitz family, Lila Nishmas Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Weider family, Refuah Shlema for Daniela Tzipora Bas Dina. So it's taken the bottom of Lamed Tes. I'm going to base the last two lines. We were talking yesterday about a machlokes between Rabbi Yanai and Rabbi Yochanan about whether or not the Aliyah Sagorel is Ma'akevis or not Ma'akevis. Everybody agreed the Hanacha, placing it down on the Sirma, was not Ma'akevis, but whether the Aliyah was Ma'akevis or not. So Rabbi Yanai says the Aliyah Sagorel was Ma'akevis. Rabbi Yochanan says it was not Ma'akevis. Now, this machlokas was further than the two ikadamris in the Gemara, whether this was in the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda or Rabbi Nechemiah. So Rabbi Yehuda is one who holds that Bigdei Lavan B'chutz is not Ma'akevis, and Rabbi Nechemiah felt that Bigdei Lavan B'chutz is Ma'akevis. So one understanding was that within Rabbi Nechemiah's sheet, everyone agrees he holds it's Ma'akev. The only machlokas about Aliyah Sagora was whether or not within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, whether he agrees this is Ma'akevis, or in that case he says it's still not Ma'akevis. And the other opinion was that no, everybody agrees that Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not Ma'akev. The whole machlokas was within Rabbi Nechemiah. So that was what we had yesterday. So now the Gemara continues on this conversation. Last two lines of Lamed Tes Beis, Meisive. Mitzvah lahagril vimlo higril kasher. There's a mitzvah to agrala. If you don't do agrala, it's kasher. So that clearly holds that Aliyas Hagoral is not Ma'akevis. So Bishma, this makes sense. Lahach lishna, the one who holds the amris aliba de Rabbi Yehuda kuli amalo pligi de la ma'akva. That everybody agrees that within the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda holds that Aliyas Hagoral is not Ma'akev. So very simply, who's the author of this brisa? Hamani Rabbi Yehudi. Very simply, there's a sheet out there that holds that Goral is not Ma'akev. But Ella, according to the Ma'andam, we're going on to Daf Mem now. Lahach lishna damris pligi. That no. There's a machlokas within Rabbi Yehuda, meaning everyone holds this other ikadami that Rabbi Nechemiah for sure holds Aliyas Hagoral is Ma'akev. And within Rabbi Yehuda, there's a machlokas whether he also holds Ma'akev or it's not Ma'akev. So Bishma, in that mandamar, the mandamar lo Ma'akve ha'man Rabbi Yehuda. If you hold that that only Rabbi Nechemiah holds it's Ma'akev, but Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not Ma'akev, so this brisa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. But el mandamar Ma'akve ha'mani. So if you hold that not only does Rabbi Nechemiah hold that's Ma'akev, but also Rabbi Yehuda holds Ma'akev as well, who authored this brisa that says a goral is not Ma'akev? And the Gemara says, when it says mitzvah lahagril v'im lo higro kasher, it's not referring to Aliyas Hagoral. The Gemara answers, tani mitzvah lahaniach. Even though the word goral is being used, it's understood to mean lahaniach, and there everybody agrees that hanachas hagoral is not ma'akev, and that's how they have to wiggle out of this brisa. So, we're going to go through now two other brises. The rest of the Amud here are two brises. They're a bit involved to basically get to the point whether or not the Aliyas Hagoral is ma'akev or not ma'akev. Again, when it comes to Hanacha, Hanacha certainly is not ma'akev. The machlok is whether Aliyas Hagoral is ma'akev or not. The first brisa, again, it's a little bit confusing, not terribly confusing, but a little bit confusing. The Gemara says four lines down. Tashma, mitzvah lahagriel, ulisvados. There's a mitzvah to do hagrol of shnei seirim, and also do the vidoy on the sa'ir. Lo higril, v'lo hisvad the kasher. If one did not do the hagrol, and one did also not do the vidoy, it's kasher. These are only chilas, not b'dievet. So what does hagrol mean here? So the simple reading is, means the aliyas hagrol. So we see aliyas hagrol is not ma'akev. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, no, aliyas hagrol is ma'akev. And what the Bryce is referring to here is v'chitem ha'chanami lahaniach, just like we said before, hagrala means lahaniach. Maybe here also, mitzvah lahagrila means really mitzvah lahaniach, v'lo higril means lo haniach, it's kasher. Ema seifa. The problem with using this understanding is the continuation of the Bryce. The seifa says that Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo higril kasher, lo esvad de pasol. So if you're going to say lo higril means hanacha is not ma'akev, my lo higril, ilema lahaniach, that when Rabbi Shimon agrees, if you don't do hagrala, it's not ma'akev either, it means hanacha, so then the implication is, hanacha is not ma'akev, michlal de Rabbi Shimon tzavar hagrala ma'akva. Right? If you interpret the word hagrala to mean haniach, that implies that aliyas hagrala is a problem, is ma'akev. So now if we're saying that when we use the words of mitzvah lahagriel, in this brisa it means mitzvah lahaniach, the implication is Rabbi Shimon holds lo higriel, meaning lo haniach, it's kasher, that implies, but aliyas hagrala is Ma'akev, it wouldn't be kasher, be possible. But we know Rabbi Shimon does not think Hagoral is Ma'akev. He actually holds in general, Aliyas Hagoral is not Ma'akev. How do we know this? V'hatani, the Brisa says that Meis Echar Mehem, Mevi Chavero, Shelo Ba'agrala, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. If let's say you bring Shnei Seirim, and you do Hagoral, and one of the goats dies, so some hold you have to do another hagrolah to bring a second one. And Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need another hagrolah, just pick out another goat and just match it up. Ah, you didn't do hagrolah on the second goat? He doesn't care because Aliyas HaGorel is not Ma'akev. So if Rabbi Shimon holds Aliyas HaGorel is not Ma'akev, how can we interpret the Brice here that it says, Lo Higriel Kasher means Lo Hiniach Kasher. If you didn't do Hanacha, that's acceptable, which implies, but if you didn't do the Hanach, if you didn't do the Aliyas HaGorel, that would be Ma'akev. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold Aliyas HaGorel as a Ma'akev. Just look at Rashi, just to hopefully put this together a little bit. Take a look at Rashi's six narrow lines down, Ilema Lo Hiniach. If we're interpreting the words lo higriel means lo haniach, ilema lo haniach, be'ahuhu dekama Rabbi Shimon kasha. That's only when Rabbi Shimon says acceptable, when there's a hanacha. Aval, but the implication is, but the aliyasa mitoch kalpe, to do the aliyah from the box, is le Rabbi Shimon demakve. There, it implies from the brisa with this interpretation, it would be ma'ake. But that can't be the case, as Rashi says, v'atanya, meis echa me'em la'acha hagrala. If you did hagrala, and one of the goats dies, you can't do another hagrala. Elam kein yavish shnai machem. Unless you bring two other goats to do a proper hagrala. V'yelech echal ibud, and one goes to one has to die or goes gets lost afterwards, or you don't need to, you can't use it. So the din is maybe, says Rashi, echa min hashuk tacha zeh shemes. You bring a replacement under the one that died. V'yehe chaveh shazeh haomet, and it partners up with the one that's still alive. V'ein tzarch lahagri, you don't need to do hagrala. So Rabbi Shimon clearly holds hagrala is unnecessary. So this interpretation of a hagrala meaning hanacha can't be the case. So the Gemara answers now, Rabbi Shimon lo yada mai ka'amri Rabbanim. Rabbi Shimon wasn't sure how, what the Rabbanim were actually saying. Rabbanim said as follows, mitzvah lahagriel ulehizvados, lo higriel v'lo hizvados kasher. So they weren't sure what hagrala meant for Rabbanim. Was hagrala of Rabbanim referring to hagrala of hanacha, or was it referring to lias hagrala? So the Gemara explains, this was what Rabbi Shimon was responding back to the Chachamim. If you want, you said Hagrala means Hagrala Mamish, Kamris, that Hagrala, Aliyas Hagorel, is meant to be taken literally, and therefore it's not Ma'akev according to Rabbanim. So Rabbi Shimon says, I agree to you. I agree that Hagrala is not Ma'akev, and therefore I only argue, Paligana Aleichu Bechad, I'm only arguing with you on one facet, which is by the Vidur. I agree by Hagrala it's not Ma'akev, only by the Vidur I disagree that it is Ma'akev. But I hagrala de kamrisa, if the hagrala that you're referring to is really hainu hanacha, it's referring to placing on the shnei sirim, which implies only hanacha is not ma'akev. But the aliyas hagorel is mi'akev, that's what Chachama meant to say. Then Rabbi Shimon says, palgina alaihu betartim, arguing on both points. I argue that aliyas hagorel is not ma'akev, and I'm also arguing on your vidwe is not ma'akev as well, or rather is ma'akev as well, is ma'akev. That's what comes out from this. So when Rabbi Shimon was saying, lo hagrala, he wasn't sure whether Chacham referring to Anacha or aliyas hagorel, and therefore this is not a proof at all whether hagrala is ma'akev or not ma'akev. Gemara goes on to a new piece now. Now, this price up is going to bring another question or answer to whether Hagrala is not Ma'akev, but pay attention because it's going to be very, very important facts we have to know. We haven't yet discussed in detail the Seder of the Avoda. So we know the basic Seder, but now this Gemara and Rashi, again, as a side point, but pay attention because it's going to be helpful moving forward throughout the Masechta. Pay attention to the Seder as we do this. So the Gemara says as follows. Tashma. Par Ma'akev es ha-sayir, v'sayir ein Ma'akev zapar. Bimatnos shvifin. So the sayer, the cow, the way it works, the par, we'll see Rashi in just a second, but the par, all the avodas of par always go before the avoda of the sayer. They're parallel karbanos. You shech the par, you shech the sayer. You sprinkle the blood of the par, you sprinkle the blood of the sayer. You do it on the kosher kedashim, you do it on parochas, you do it on the mizbeach. All the cases, the par always goes first. So if, let's say, you did the avoda of the sar, the sayer, before the par, it's ma'akev, you do it all over again. The sar cannot go ahead of the par. But let's say you do an avod of the par prior to the sayer, it actually would be acceptable. That's the straight reading of the Gemara, and it's referring to the matanos shebefnim, the sprinklings that are inside. Are the inside referring to the inside on the kosher kedashim? Is it referring to the parochas? Is it referring to mizbech ha'panimi? This is going to be figured out, but that's the basic understanding. So look at Rashi. Rashi says seven lines up or so, six now lines up. Par ma'akev is a sayer. If let's say you took one of the later avodas of the goat and you did it prior to the cow, the cow that's supposed to precede the sayer, prevents the avodah of the sar from being effective. Uposo, it disqualifies the avodah of the sar. Veino ololo, doesn't work. Vitzarch lachzor lasosa la'achar par, you have to do the cow and then redo whatever you did to the goat. Do it another time. V'seid avodasein kache, he proparsha. This is the avodah. This is what you should pay attention to. Just a fact to keep in the back of your mind. That b'tchila misvade al hapar vida rishon. First, the Kohen Gadol does a vidoy on one cow. V'charkach magriel al hasar. Then he does the agrala of the shnei seirim. V'charkach misvade al hapar vidoy sheni v'shachto. Then he does another vidoy on that cow, a second vidoy. Then he shechs the par. U'machnes kafu machta. Then he brings the kafu machta. V'nosin is akhtaris al ha'esh and places that in the Kodesh Kedashim. V'nosin midam hapar al hakaporis. Then he goes back to get the blood and sprinkles it on the kaporis of the aron. Not the parochas, but the kaporis, which is on top of the aron. V'charkach shochet hasar. Sorry. Then he goes and shechs the cat, the goat. V'nosin mimena al kaporis. Then he sprinkles the blood of the goat inside the Kodesh Kedashim on the kaporis. V'charkach nosin midam hapar al parochas. Then he sprinkles the blood of the cow on the parochas, v'chakach midam hasar on the parochas, and then finally, achakach ma'ariv damim, he mixes the blood together, v'nosin al mizbeach ha'pinim, and pours it on the mizbeach ha'pinim. So this is the basic avodah shem kippurim, a very nice summary according to Rashi. Fine. So now back inside the Gemara. So Gemara says, tashma par ma'akiv is a sayir. If you do if the par prevents you from doing a later sayir, if you were to do it earlier, the sayir doesn't work. But the sayir, if you do a sayir later, avodah the sayir, a makiv is a par. If you do a par that's supposed to be later on, you do it before one of the avodas of the sayer, that's actually acceptable, b'matana shebifnim. So what's going on here? Bishma, I understand the case of a par is ma'akiv is a sayer, that the cow, it prevents you from doing a sayer too early. Diak dame le sayer mikame par. If you were to be makdim an avoda of the sayer prior to an avoda of the par, lo avod v'lo klum. It doesn't work. It's not acceptable. El a sayer, ain makiv is a par, but the goat, however, is not makiv the par. What does that mean, the goat's not makiv the par? The meaning, if you do a par earlier than the sire, it's acceptable. What's that case? Mind you. Elaim, if it means, the e actim matanos de par behechal. If one, where the Kohen Gadol, were to take the sprinklings of the par, of the hechal, mikame matanos de sar bifnim. Now, the hechal is referring to the parochas. There's no way to say the parochas. The hechal is where the parochas was. So if you were to do, it's supposed to be the par of the Kodesh Kedashim, the sar of the Kodesh Kedashim. The par of the Heichal, the sar of the Heichal. But let's say you do the par of the Heichal on the parochas prior to doing the sar of the Befnim, of the Kodesh Kedashim. What would happen there? So again, matanos de par beheichal, which means the parochas, you do it, mekame matanos de sar Befnim, prior to the sar that's supposed to go inside the Kodesh Kedashim, that would be acceptable. Can't be. Chuka ksibbu. It says in the pasuk Nachir Mos Chuka, and when Chuka is applying even to these matanos of the Heichal and the Kodesh Kedashim, it certainly would be ma'akiv. That can't be the case. Ella lav de'akdim matanos de'par bifnim mekame hagrala. So what's the case? It must be where you went ahead. The way it worked in based on Rashi. Rashi told us you shecht the par, and then you do hagrala. Sorry, you do the hagrala first, and then you shecht the par. But let's say you shech the par and sprinkle the blood, and then you do hagrala afterwards. The hagrala is supposed to go before the matanos of the par of the Kodesh Kedashim. But let's say you did the hagrala after the matanos of the par in the Kodesh Kedashim. So that must be the case. Again, el lav de aktim matanos de par bifnim. You sprinkle the blood of the cow that goes bifnim in the Kodesh Kedashim on the kaporis prior mekame hagrala. And we see that's acceptable. It's not ma'akev. That's what comes out. It's not ma'akev. That's the case. It's not ma'akev. So now the Gemara says, what's the relevance? So just means the order. The seder is not ma'akev. So umedesidra lo ma'akva, ikara hagrala nami lo ma'akva. If the order of hagrala and par is not ma'akev, it must be the actual avoda of hagrala is not ma'akev either. That's a jump. We'll see. It's questionable. But the Gemara assumes if the seder of hagrala is not ma'akev, then the actual ikara hagrala is not ma'akev either. That's the proof. That Elias HaGaral is not Ma'akif from this Gemara. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. It's the case, the Akdim Matanos de Par b'mizbeach mekame Matanos de Sayer Behechel, where you pour the blood of the cow on the Mizbeach HaPnimi prior to sprinkling the goat's blood on the Heichel on the Parochas. V'Rabbi Yehudi, and this must be Rabbi Yehuda, that's not Ma'akif. Damar Dvar Ma'anasim b'vigdei lam b'chut lo Ma'akve. Nothing to do with Hagrol at all, having to do with the Avodas on the Mizbeach prior to the Avodas on the Parochas, And that's I'm Akev like Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara said, how can you suggest that? According to this suggestion, it's talking about the Mizbeach versus the Heichal, the Parochas. But our Brisa clearly says referring to the blood of the Bifnim, of the Kosh Kedoshim. So that can't be right. Ella must be, you're right. Really it's referring to your Maktim, the Matanos of the Par Bifnim of the Kosh Kedoshim, prior to the Agrala. So then what comes out is, if the Seder Hagrala is not Makev, then the Iker Hagrala, the Aliyas Hagrala, is not Makev either. To Elaha must be Rabbi Shimon he damar hagrala ma'akva. This is a brisa that must be authored by Rabbi Shimon that holds hagrala zam ma'akev. That's the first answer of the Gemara. So Gemara says no. Really you could say vi by seima liyam Rabbi Yehuda he really Rabbi Yehuda who holds hagrala is ma'akev. But nihi de besidra lo ma'akva hagrala mi ma'akva. Granted that the order of the hagrala doing before or after the par is not ma'akev, but that doesn't mean the ikur hagrala is ma'akev. They're two different things. The order can be reversed. But you still have to do the agrala. It's ma'akev if you don't do the agrala. So there is no way to use this tashma, or who the author of the tashma, the Bryce says, either it can be Rabbi Shimon, that agrala is not ma'akev, or it can be Rabbi Yehuda, that it is ma'akev. So now the Gemara says, last line of mem, amin alfir, v'ozdu l'tamayel. So before you go ahead, we have to figure out what shittas we're trying to figure out here. So there's a machlokas Rashi tosis here. I'll tell you both of them. We're going to go with just Rashi. But Rashi writes the very last line here of the amid, v'ozdu l'tamayel, even though we were discussing Hagrala up until now, this is actually going back on the other machlokas we had in the first Brisa, whether the Vidoy is Ma'akev or not. According to the Tanakhama, the Vidoy was not Ma'akev, but then Rabbi Shimon says that the Vidoy is Ma'akev. So that's what we're addressing. Tosis takes issue and says, very strange, we've been talking about Hagrala. How can we suddenly throw in Vidoy here? He says we're talking about whether Hagrala is Ma'akev. We're continuing the conversation. So we're going to go with Rashi, because Rashi is a simpler reading of the next page here. So let's go with Rashi. Again, Azul Tamayu, the Machlok is about whether Vidoy is Ma'akev or not, is they go according to the Shitas, both of Yehuda and Shimon. The Tani, the Brisa clearly states in Mem Beis now, the Brisa says, Yamod Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper Alav. The Pasuk says that the Seirim have to stay alive, that the Sari Lazazel must remain alive in order to do the Kapara. What does that mean? So it says, "Ad masa yehei zakuk lamur chai." Until when does the sar lozazel must remain alive? Ad shas matan damo shel chavera. It has to remain alive until you've sprinkled the blood of the sar lashem. If it drops dead before that, you have to bring another sar lozazel. If it drops dead afterwards, then you don't have to bring another sar lozazel. But the point that you have to wait until is the sprinkling of the blood of the sar lashem. That's divrei Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Shimon Omer Ad Shas Vidoy Dvarim. No, you have to keep it alive until you do the Vidoy on the Sar Lashem. So, B'mai Kemithki, so the Machlokas is, do you have to stay alive until it's the sprinkling of the blood of the Sar Lashem or the Vidoy? Look at Rashi. Rashi says four lines down from the top here, Vad Masai, who's has his Kiku Lios Chai, until when does the Sar Lazazel remain alive? Ad Shas Matan Damim Shachabeiro Dichsiv Lechaper. It says in the pasuk, "Yamar chay lefnei Hashem lechaper lav." What does lechaper mean? Ad shechaper b'damo shel chaver. Until you've achieved the kapara through the sprinkling of the blood of the sar lashem. Aval mishas matan damin ve'elch. After that point, afal pisha dying lo his father. Even though no vidui took place yet, if it dies, it's okay. So we see from here, lifis hei demekros levchila mechaper some mecharim gomer v'meis. If the animal dies, the sar lashem dies. Ein tzarich acher. You don't have to have a replacement. Alma vidoy la ma'akev. We see from here that all you have to do is keep the sar lazazel alive until the sprinkling of the blood, but does not need to remain until the vidoy of the sar lashem must be vidoy, is it not ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, the sar lazazel must stay alive until the vidoy takes place because the old vidoy is ma'akev. So the Gemara explains, what's the essence of the machlokas here, whether vidoy is ma'akev or not ma'akev? So Gemara says, "Kidetanya lechaper." What does lechaper mean? The kapar's damim hakas medaber. Kapar is achieved through sprinkling of the blood. V'chenu omer v'chila mechaper is a kodesh. So mala halon v'kapar's damim afkam v'kapar's darim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So when the pasuk says, "Yamor chai lefnei Hashem lechaper lav," lechaper means just like lechaper means kapar's damim, the blood. Here too also means kapar's damim and sprinkling of the blood. Rabbi Shimon argues and says, no, Omer l'chaper lav b'kapar's dvarim akas medaber. He says kapar means kapar's dvarim, the vidoy of kapar's dvarim. So they're arguing about how to interpret the word l'chaper. Is l'chaper referring to kapar's damim or kapar's dvarim, the blood or the vidoy? And that's the root of this machlokas, whether or not vidoy is ma'akev or not ma'akev. So now the Gemara goes back, which is again very strange to according to Rashi. We're going back now to the Machlokas whether Hagrola is Makiv or not. We went on a little parenthetical discussion about whether Vida is Makiv, and now we're returning back to whether Hagrola is Makiv. According to Tosos, this flows very nicely that Hagrola is the Makiv. That's been the topic the whole time. It's just difficult how to read this last Brisa talking about Hagrola, because the Brisa was clearly talking about Vidur. How it talks about Hagrola, you need to take a look at the very long Tosos here. But for Rashi, we're going back to the main discussion, whether Hagrola is Makiv or not Makiv. So we have two more Brises here, and then we'll finish the daf. Actually, three more. Gemara says, Tashma. Shalu Tamidav es Rabbi Akiva. The Tamidim of Rabbi Akiva asked the following shaila: Ola b'smol mahu shi'achsor liyavim. Let's say we know that it was a siman yafe to have the sar lashem come in the right hand and the lazazel the left hand of the kohen gadol. But let's say it's reversed. Let's say the sar lashem came in the left hand. Are you allowed to switch hands? Can you take lashem and put it in the right hand? Is that allowed? So amar lehen al titnu makum letzadukim lirados. Don't give there any room to the tzadukim to start saying what we do is fake. Because if they see us switch around, they're going to say, the Prushim, they'll make things up. The Hagrola was a farce, and we don't trust them. So don't switch it around. So it sounds like only because we're concerned with the Tzadukim. But Mikardin, you'd be allowed to do this. Taima, Dal Titnu Makom, the Tzadukim, Lerado. So the only reason why Rebbe Kiva says don't do this, because you're giving a Pesach for the Tzadukim to challenge what we do. Ha, Lav Hachi, had not been for the Tzadukim, Mahadrin and Light, we would be able to switch hands. Well, if we could switch hands, isn't that undermining the whole effect of Hagrala? V'ha Amris Hagrala Ma'akva? And V'cheva, don't we tell Hagrala's Ma'akev according to Rabbi Yehuda? V'cheva in the Kavase Smol, Hecha Ma'adrinale. So once the Hashem came in the left hand, how could you just swap the hand and switch around the goats? It doesn't make any sense. It must be Hagrala is not Ma'akev. Otherwise, Rabbi Kiva would not allow this in theory. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rava. Rava says, Hachi Kamar. The question was that Allah Hagorel b'smol, mao shiachziru lo, ulisi'iro liyamim. The idea was not to switch which one went on the goat. I had my left goat, my left hand, my right hand, my right goat. I was going to switch the left goat to the right side along with the sar. They're going to go with each other. And then the right goat and the lazazel to the left hand. The same exact goats that came up. Let's call this Ruven, that's Shimon. So lazazel is going to Ruven, Lashem, the other way around. Sorry, Lashem was on Ruven, and lazazel is on Shimon. But that's our right side. So let's switch around. Let's put Ruvain on my right side with Lashem and Shimon on the left side with Lazazel. So it's going to be the same exact animals. I'm just switching around just so it looks like a Siman Yafeh. So everything's on the right side now. But I wasn't keeping the animals in place and just switching around Lashem Lazazel. I was also switching around the animals. So it was exactly the way the initial Hagrala was. Would that be allowed? And certainly that would be allowed because you didn't really do anything there. Because Lashem is going on the right animal, Lazazel is going on the right animal, but nonetheless, Rabbi Kiva felt it was an inappropriate thing to do. Amar lehem al titnu makom letzadukim lirados. Don't give any space, don't give a Pesach for the tzadukim to challenge and undermine anything that we are doing. Now the Gemara says, Tashma, ilo nemar es ha-sa'ir asher alav ha'is omer yanichenu alav. So the pasuk had said, and the goat upon which you placed it, I would have said, yanich alav, you have to place it on top of the animal. That's ma'akif. Tam lomar Allah. Just Allah means to lift it up. Kevin sha'Allah shuv eino tzarech. Once you lift it out of the kalpi, you've completed the mitzvah. There's no inyan to place it on the seirim. So lamai, what does this mean? Ilema lemitzvah. If it's telling me that there's a mitzvah to do the aliyas haregel, michlal the aliyas hagoral, michlal the hanacha mitzvah namilo, which implies that there's only a mitzvah to do aliyas hagoral, but sounds like hanacha is not shaykh at all. Because the politics says, I would have thought you should do a hanacha, tamalomer. No, there's no need for hanacha, only need for alis agorah. But that alis agorah is only lechachila, it says. So that's very strange. Who would say there's no mitzvah hanacha? We only said there's no, it's not ma'akev, but certainly lechachila, it should be, there's a mitzvah hanacha. So we can't interpret the mitzvah that Bryce is saying that there's only a mitzvah of hagorah. So it must be ela, lav la'akev, it must be. That Hagrala is ma'akev, and Hanacha is just a mitzvah ba'alma. V'shmamina, Hagrala ma'akva, Hanacha ma'akva. That's what we can learn from this brisa. So Gemara says, no, amarava hachikamar. Ilu nemar asher olav ha'isi omer yanichenu olav ad shashachita. The way the brisa is meant to be understood is, had you said the words that the asher olav ha'isi omer, I would say that you should place it, leave the Hanacha on the animal, and it should remain on the seirim until you shech the sar l'ashem. Tamalama asher Allah came in sha'Allah shuv eino tzarech. No, once you put it on top of it, you don't need to keep it there any longer. It's not addressing this question of Hagrala, it's addressing how long one should keep the Hanacha, and the concept of Aliyas Hagoral was not really on the radar here at all. And final brisa to weigh in on the least today's daf, Tashma. Vasal chatas. The pasuk tells us when you do the gora, the whole pasuk reads vahikiv aron esasar asher alav alav hagora lashem vasal chatas, that the goral makes this animal, makes the sar into a chatas. So Gemara says hagorel oseh chatas vein Hashem oseh chatas. Only the goral will create the shem chatas on the seirim, but the saying bepeh. But Dibur Bedvarim would not make this sire into Hashem. Only Hagrala works. Sheyachal, I would have thought, Valo Dinu, doesn't make sense. Ma b'makom shlo kiddush Hagoral, kiddush Hashem, in general, if I want to take a chatas, an ola, the rest of the year, I do Hagrala, that won't work. The Goral does not work the rest of the year, but certainly kiddush Hashem, by calling it a chatas or ola, will certainly work. So makom shekiddush Hagoral, in a place where the goral is effective, meaning Yom Kippur, Shnei Sirim, certainly Eino Din Shei Kaddish Hashem, certainly it should work, but Kiddush B'dvarim, so that's what you would have thought. That's why Tamalomer Va'aso Chatas, HaGoral Ose Chatas, Vein Hashem Ose Chatas. The pasuk has to emphasize that the Shnei Sirim are only sanctified through a HaGoral, not through Kedushas Peh. So what's the relevance to us right now? So the Gemara says, Stam Sifra, going on to Daf Mem Alpha, Amal Alpha right now. Stam Sifra, who wrote the Stam Sifra? Sifra is referring to Toras Kohanim. We have something called the Sifra and Sifri. Sifra is a singular, Sifri is plural. Sifri is the Medrash on Bamidbar Dvarim together. Sifra is one Sefer, is the Medrash on Toras Kohanim and Sefer Vayikra. So that was written by Rabbi Yehuda. We have that Mesara, that Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, and Mani Rabbi Yehuda, but Katani Hagorel Osechadas, Vein Hashem Osechadas. He's the one who holds this way. Amma, we see from this, Hagrala Ma'akva. Must be that the Hagrala is Ma'akiv, because if you can't use Kedusha to pair, there's only one way to make this Sar Lashem Kodesh, which is through Hagrala. So therefore, if you can't, must be that Hagrala is Ma'akiv, and we see that Rabbi Huda holds, since he's the author of Toras Kohanim, he's the author of the Sifra, he holds Ma'akeves. And it turns out there's a Tiyufta, Deman Damar Hagrala Lamakva Tiyufta. The one who holds that the Hagrala is not Ma'akev, this clearly says otherwise, based on this Medrash, that it is Ma'akev. Okay, a bit of a tricky daf there. Let's quickly recap. I'm not going to go through all the details. We had a machlokas again, whether Hagrala is Ma'akev or not Ma'akev, and we tried to bring a discussion based on Rabbi Shimon's response back and forth. Maybe Hagrala really means Hanach in some cases. We end up saying that Rabbi Shimon holds that, no, Hagrala is not Ma'akev. Rabbi Huda holds it is Ma'akev. We saw the whole discussion about the order of the sar before the par. They can't change the order of any of the avodas because it says chukah. But one thing you can change the order of hagrala, you actually can do the matanos of the par of kodesh kedushim prior to the hagrala. So the hagrala, say the hagrala is not ma'akev, but did that mean the ikar hagrala was also not ma'akev? Or no, even though the seder is not ma'akev, but the actual hagrala is ma'akev. That was dependent on machlokas, again, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. We discussed then the machlokas of whether or not vidu is ma'akev. That depended on the understanding of the apostle, Yamun Chai Lefnei Hashem L'chaper Lava. Is that referring to L'chaper be Kapar Damim or Kapar Dvarim? That was whether vidu is ma'akev or not ma'akev. We discussed the Talmidim, Rabbi Kiva asked if you could switch around the goral, switch around the animals, and he said not to because it might give a Pesach to the Tzedukim. And then the Bryce about the Sar Lashem, Allah Love, was referring to a grala is not ma'akev, or is referring to Hanacha, how long the Hanacha has remained. We conclude that it's referring to how long the Hanacha must remain on top of the Shnei Sirim. Then finally, this Kal Vachomer about only Hagrala works to make the Shnei Sirim, but not a Kedushas Peh. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos.